This won't even be worth watching.
Hello, this is Optimus Solo, and welcome to the 102nd chapter, that's a mouthful, in our Powers of Grayskull series. With me for this journey into the Masters of the Universe franchise is the one and only TFG1 Mike. I'm going to just rename you the Grumpy Old Man. I just need an F. The fucking... Oh, can I say that on here?
Yes.
The fucking grumpy one, Mike.
There you go.
Are you ready for another trip to space, sir?
No.
All right. I don't care if you're ready, because in this episode of Masters in Space, we'll be giving you our thoughts on the next two episodes of the series, which would be episodes 54, Tornadoes of Zill, and episode 55, The Taking of Levitan. So we hope you're ready. I don't care if you are or not. It's time to go back into space. Up first today, guys, on episode 102 is episode 54, Tornadoes of Zill. Not written by Jack Olesker. Written by a guy named Leon Charles. Okay. So there's that. And these episodes clearly are not airing in order. And we'll see that as we go through here.
Yeah, no, this is no continuity.
This should have been basically episode 53 and 54 should have been flip-flopped.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened there, but a couple notes here on this one. We're not really doing plot synopsis, so if you want to know what the episode is about...
Maybe go watch it.
No, you should just rethink your life decisions. you don't need to know what it's about. Obviously, it's about some tornadoes in a place called Zill, and we're going to have some He-Mans and some Skeletors involved, but here's my thing here. They start off this episode immediately, like in the first 3 minutes, with a sequence between Mara and... who's the old dude?
Sebrian,
where Mara is apparently... starting to figure out that He-Man and Adam might have a connection.
Yeah.
They have done nothing in the prior 53 episodes to set this stage or to tease this at all.
Oh, no.
So based on what exactly is she saying that there's a connection here? You know, like at least in the original Filmation He-Man series, they have little moments where it's like, wait a second.
Well, from the very beginning, Teela always said, wait, where is Adam? What happened to He-Man? Like, so they're now starting to... There. Yeah, so they're now starting to do that with Mara. And as I said last episode, I'll say it again, and I'll say it until episode 107 of the podcast. It's too little, too late.
Well, and the other thing is, like, that's fine if you wanted to have that as a storyline, but you need at least an episode or a couple episodes prior to that to have lines or some sequence or something where she has a reason to be suspicious. She can't just randomly on episode 54 be suspicious.
Yeah.
So that really kind of bugged me about this one. We mentioned it last week that or last episode that, you know, it seemed like they were going in some new directions with the new adventures. And obviously we got some new characters last time, which are absent this time. But this is where we really get to see Skeletor's real face. We mentioned that last time. And this is when it happens here in this Tornadoes of Zill episode. So you already mentioned, but mention again for the one listener out there about Skeletor's face.
So Skeletor has had three different looks throughout this series. In the very beginning, the first 5 to maybe 15 or more episodes, he had a really, really weird green kind of face look. And then something happened or whatever, or they just decided to change the design. And then his design was what, you know, what he's been up until this point. And now he's like... Here, He-Man, look on the true face of Skeletor, ha ha ha. And all he did was take his damn headdress or helmet or whatever off.
And this is the series that is supposed to be seen as superior animation compared to Filmation. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get why. That's literally what's... Anything that you go on New Adventures... I don't care what website you go that talks about cartoons or Wikipedia or whatever, you're going to see some type of mention that generally seem to have superior animation to its predecessor. Like, what the hell are people talking about?
No.
The animation is garbage in this show.
Yeah, it is.
The character designs are garbage in this show. The coloration in this show is garbage. Like, there's nothing visually pleasing about this show.
No.
In my opinion. I don't know.
I mean, a few times I've liked it when Skeletor and He-Man kind of fight and whatever, and I think they look cool doing it, and I think the designs look cool. But, I mean, He-Man is, and even the Filmation design, like, but the Filmation design is so classic to us because we grew up with it.
But still, this was made in the 90s.
Yeah, I know.
And the animation style and the character designs looks like something out of the late 70s.
That's true. And again, I'll say this. My overall take, I know we're not even to the recap episode. If we even do a recap episode, folks, I'm not even sure if we are going to do one. We have one listed, but I might make it to where it's like episode 107 and 108 as like a big giant size thing where it's like whatever. Anyway, point
we'll
is...
We'll save an episode for the movie in December.
Yeah, there you go. the point is that... the designs are not the fault of the voice actors. My biggest takeaway from this is going to be Gary Chalk and I believe it's Brian Dobson. I'm probably wrong.
One of the Dobsons.
Who does Skeletor's voice?
I think it's like, either Brian or Paul Dobson, yeah.
Yeah. That's my biggest takeaway from this series is the voice acting on certain voices and certain characters. You know, Scott McNeil as Flipshot and a few others. But the rest of this series, having gone back through almost 90% of it now and only seeing like 5 or 10 episodes or less as a kid, like this was not my He-Man. This was never going to be my He-Man because as a 10-year-old in 1990, as I've said before, I said this in episode 83 when we started this part of this show, I said that, you know, I watched one episode. I said, that's not He-Man. What else right. is on? You know,
but for me to be perfectly clear, I do not dislike this episode because it's not the Filmation.
Oh, He-Man. No. Yeah, no. I don't.
Not this episode, this series. I dislike this series because it's bad.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with, oh, it's just, you're just mad that it's not the He-Man that you grew up
well,
with.
Well, that's what it was. Now, having gone back and watched all of it, or almost all of it at this point, that was my initial thing 30 some odd years ago or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Now, having gone back and almost watched all of it, this series is just fucking bad. Here's one writer on the entire series and he's going to get burnt out after 20 episodes. And
this is how you know it's bad. All right. There are shows that we watched as a child. Mm-hmm. Some that we have specifically reviewed on this network. That at the time in our childlike brains that we thought they were good. We enjoyed them. We got something out of them. Stuff like Masks. There's other ones as well. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of shows like that your childlike brain fooled you into thinking was good. You know, mm-hmm. because you thought something was cool about the design, something was cool about the toys, something was cool about something about the series, you know, appealed to you. And then you go back and watch it as an adult, and you're like, okay, I know it wasn't aimed as an adult, but that's just not bad. I can see all these different errors and mistakes and not logical type stuff, whatever, right? That's commonplace. This series, even Mike and I's childlike brain was not fooled at the time to thinking that this was good. Like, even our child versions of ourselves knew that something was up. We might not have realized how bad it was or in what ways it was bad, but even on like surface value, you know, like the whatever they call it, the smell test or whatever, like it was just not appealing to our child selves, and it's really not good as. So that just tells you the difference. Like, it's bad on multiple levels. It's got to be real bad to even fool a child, or not fool a child into thinking it's good, if that made sense.
Yep.
So I give this one a 2 out of 5, and that's being generous. Tornadoes of Zill.
Oh, okay. Well, because we kind of got off on a regular tangent here.
Go ahead with
any
notes that you had.
I kind of dug it a little more because it was something different. It wasn't it is your standard Skeletor and the mutants come in kind of thing, but like the mystery surrounding the planet, I'm like, hey, President Scroob, maybe you should, you know, use this as instead of having to worry about the air shield and whatever kind of thing. But I actually gave this a 3. I thought this
Nice.
was it was middle ground, but it was also very enjoyable because I thought it was an interesting way to protect the planet. Even though there is no continuity, I guess I could say that's my 2 points off because, like you had already said, the continuity part of it is like, and they didn't even mention it. Like they mentioned that she's back on Primus, but they don't even mention anything about the fact that maybe she's just visiting and then she's gonna go back to Gleon or
Well,
whatever the
that's
hell
because the
the
freaking episodes are out of order. But
that too.
you said something very important that might have a theme throughout the rest of this last 10 episodes or however many we have left. Middle of the road, middle ground. We're going to get a lot of middle of the road shit, I think, the rest of the way through. That's just my prediction. What? So 3 from you, 2 from me. That's enough for Tornadoes of Zill. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll take on Leviton.
Boil 'em, mash 'em, stick 'em in a stew.
Are we ready for the big game?
Mutants on the left, mutants on the right. Stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight.
Slughead, shut up!
Gee, I was just getting into the spirit.
All right. Up next is episode 55. And that is called The Taking of Leviton.
Slughead, shut up! Oh, God. I swear, the only thing I like about this episode, because the whole episode is nothing but a battle, the only thing I like about it is how Skeletor and Flog tell Slushhead to shut up, because even though what I'm going to reference to is better than this series, it's like Optimus Primal and the entire Maximals telling Rattrap to shut up all the time. That's the first thing I thought of when I heard them say, Slushhead, shut up!
Yeah, I can see that for sure. Just to back up a second, guess who's back with the Taking of Leviton? Jack
Olesker.
Olesker. So Jack Olesker is back. Clearly, these episodes did not air in order because this is a direct continuation from episode 53. So we had episode 54 just stuck in the middle of these two, which makes no sense because then Mara is time traveling or like transporting around the world because she's back where she was on the episode prior. So clearly these episodes didn't air in order. However, I do think it's cool to have some continuity, some continuation of the characters and the planets that we were introduced in episode 53. So I really like that it didn't become just a one-off, episode with one-off characters. Like we are reintroduced to a lot of the same characters from 53 and a few new ones. So I give it credit for that, but it's very similar to the commentary that we had on episode 53, which is why so late in the game are we finally doing something that maybe has some interest?
Speaking of late in the game, this is nothing but combining a space attack with a football game.
Yeah, I
Because
can
you
see that.
got Slushhead dressing up as a cheerleader throughout the whole thing. That was weird.
That was
The other
bizarre.
weird thing to me was there was I think if it was Slushhead, I don't know if I could forgive it. I can't forgive it if it wasn't Slushhead, but we shall be over Leviton in 2 dollops. What the hell is it? What,
I thought
like,
a dollop was a thing of food or something, like a liquid
exactly. I'm
food.
like, you got a can of mayonnaise over there. You got some spam over there or something? Because, like, seriously, I swear to, I'll throw the audio in here.
We shall be at the hole that is directly over Leviton in 2 dollops.
Perfect.
I swear to God, he said 2 dollops. I'm not kidding.
A dollop.
I
A dollop a daisy.
Yep, it's first thing I thought I was a dollop of daisy. Oh God. Other than them telling Slushhead to shut up, this episode is just a battle for good and evil. It's not like there's no real outcome. It's, oh, we're gonna try to take Leviton and this, that, and the other thing and everything else.
Do you
It's
know what it
nothing to
is?
write home about.
It's middle of the road.
It's
I give it a 3.
I give it a 1.
Ouch.
The only reason why it gets a 1 is because they told Slushhead to shut up.
Yeah, I give it a 3 just because I liked the continuity between the characters and the world continuing.
I did like the continuity, but it wasn't enough
I can see
because
that.
the plot is just so generic.
For sure. All right.
Once again, we come to a close. Don't you people love these short episodes? My goal is to get at least one of these just to 5 minutes if possible.
I don't know if I can. I talk too much.
I talk more than you do half the time, so...
It's only because I'm trying not to be negative.
I don't see how we can't not be negative at this point.
That's like, a double negative. You're just being double negative.
Well, you know...
I'm just negative. You're double negative.
We can't not do it, so...
Hey, it's over. Another one in the books, guys.
That's a triple negative right there. Thank you for listening to Masters in Space today. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the all-new GeekCastRadio.com. Check out the new site. Leave a comment on this episode and all our other episodes.
Leave the show's and play a game of Where's Steve's Ass?
Oh, God, stop it. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. At GeekCastRadio is the network Twitter. You can follow at Pow of Grayskull for the show. I am at THU and Mike. What is your Twitter? Why are you laughing? What? The hell is wrong with you?
I can't.
You understand I'm not editing this, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
What the hell is wrong with you? Use your words, man.
I'm crying, I can't. What
the hell is wrong with you? Stop crying over Steve's ass.
I love you. Shut up, bitch. I'm not done.
Are you okay now?
I'm good. I'm at Optimus Solo.
Yes, that's twitter.com/Optimus Solo. Go over there and ask him why the hell he's pissing his pants laughing.
I'm good. Oh,
God. Leave the show. Wait, I already said that. Shit. Well, this show has gone to hell. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. Join us next time when we will be talking about saving our city and the power of the good and the way of the magic. For now, I'm TFU and Mike, and he's the laughing loon. We'll catch you next time here on Powers of Grayskull. Fuck!
Oh my god. Sorry, I wasn't ready to make Steve joke again.
Well, you did. Oof. Oh god.
Luckily, nobody listens to this shit.
Ain't that the truth? People listen to podcasts we do? No.